Onun pesti tayı bu talay rupa nu vakti damcha kripamurti narayanam. So first of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the Lotus Feet for our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanshi, Ram Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanshi, Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to the entire Rupana Gaudiya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our Guardians, and to especially Shri Lochandas Thakur, whose Vyas Puja Tithi appearance day we're celebrating today. So, over the years, we've heard many of his glories from the Vaishnavas. Like, if I'm not mistaken, last year we heard how his Chaitanya Mangal is actually based on Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit. And we hear how Murari Gupta was such a dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that Murari Gupta used to study in the same school as Mahaprabhu, actually. And it is said that he used to go to Gangadas Pandit's toll with Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu used to engage in many such pastimes with him, like debating back and forth and teasing Murari Gupta. It is said that even once Murari Gupta, he offered pranam first to Mahaprabhu and then to Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu was not happy. And then the next day when he first offered pranams to Nityananda Prabhu and then Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu became very happy. And then once he also wanted to kill himself because Mahaprabhu told him that, oh, Krishna is more merciful than Ram, so why not worship Krishna? So he wanted to kill himself. And then Mahaprabhu was so happy with him, he wrote this name on his forehead, Ram Das. He wrote that name on his forehead, Ram Das. And Mahaprabhu glorified him so much. And this way, Murari Gupta, he actually witnessed all of Mahaprabhu's Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela. He had witnessed all of them firsthand. So therefore, he wrote everything in Sanskrit. Or everything in his Kadacha, Murari Gupta Kadacha. That everything he had written in Sanskrit. And this formed the basis of the Grantha, Chaitanya Charit. Now, like we hear, like the main important biographies of Mahaprabhu are beginning from, like, you know, like if you see from seniority, it is Chaitanya Charita. Murari Gupta's first, that was a biography. And then comes Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal. Here. And we see that every author has glorified each other. Like if you see in Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has always said, oh, Vyas will appear in the future and he will describe all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu in great detail. Vrindavan Das Thakur has said. And then, Kaviraj Goswami, he has said, actually Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. And he has actually described them in such great detail, I'm just taking his remnants. I'm only chewing what he has already chewed. Whatever he has left for me, I'm just taking that. And if you see, even in Chaitanya Mangal also, Lochandas Thakur, he has prayed in the same way. In the very Mangalacharan, he has prayed to Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. That, oh, this Vrindavan Das Thakur Goshai has written such beautiful Grantha on Mahaprabhu. And they say they all glorified each other. Like we say, you know, in the Bhagavatam also, Sanatan Goswami, when he's written a commentary, he has said, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami. Jiva Goswami, when he wrote this Vaishnav Toshani, Lagu Vaishnav Toshani, was written by Sanatan Goswami. Brihad Vaishnav Toshani. And when Jiva Goswami wrote Lagu Vaishnav Toshani, he said, oh, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami and Sanatan Goswami. And Vaishnava Chavi Thakur wrote a Savita Darshini, he said, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami, Sanatana Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. And when Gurudev wrote his commentary on the Bhagavatam, he said, I'm taking all their remnants. So you see, they've glorified each other in such wonderful ways. So Mr. Lochandas Thakur, it is said his Chaitanya Mangal is divided into four parts. Sutra Kanda, and all of Mahaprabhu's pastimes are summarized in sutras. And there's Adi Kanda, Madhya Kanda, and Shesh Kanda. So Chaitanya Mangal actually begins in a very interesting history. It says that once Narad Rishi and Uddhav, they were speaking with each other. So Narad Rishi and Uddhav were speaking with each other. Then Narad Rishi, he told Uddhava, Saying that in Kali Yuga, Krishna will himself appear in a golden form. You overheard this conversation between Krishna and Rukmini. There Krishna, he was telling Rukmini, saying that in Kali Yuga, to deliver all the jivas, I will appear with the golden complexion of Srimati Radhika. And Rukmini was very overjoyed and she wanted to have darshan of Krishna in his Gauranga form. In this way, this conversation Narada Rishi heard. And then it is said, Narada Rishi also, he says that Parvati Devi, she performed austerities for 10 years to receive the Mahaprasad that Mahalakshmi had received. And what did she do? When she received that Mahaprasad, she gave some of that Mahaprasad to Lord Shiva and he started dancing in ecstasy. He started dancing in ecstasy. And then she said, oh, I will give this Mahaprasad to the entire world, she said. So in this way, it is implied there that that Mahaprasad is actually the descent of Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees and his associates. Like we hear, no, Prabhupada's name is Bimala Prasad. He is the Prasad of Bimala Devi. So this way, Narada Rishi overheard all this, he witnessed all this, and then he told this to Uddhav. And then Damodar Pandit, Mahaprabhu's associate, he was realized in this history. So he told this to Lochandas Thakur. And Lochandas Thakur gradually started writing all these leelas. And how was his spiritual master? His spiritual master was Sri Narhari Sarkar. So Narhari Sarkar himself, as we know, is one of the Khandavasis there. We had observed his disappearance day on this Uttanna Ekadashi. So here also, if we remember Narhari Sarkar, his elder brother, Mukunda, no, Raghunandan's father, he had arranged for Narhari to go and study in Navadvip. Mukunda Prabhu, he was the Vaidya for the king, for the Nawab. And he had arranged that Narhari Sarkar go there and study there. And therefore, Narhari Sarkar also, when he was studying in Navadvip, he also witnessed so many of Mahaprabhu's leelas there. In fact, Narhari Sarkar has also written the Sahasranam, Krishna Chaitanya Sahasranam, wherein he has described all of Mahaprabhu's leelas in the form of his names there also. And also this wonderful book he has written, Bhakti Chandrika. There also so much of Mahaprabhu's tattva is given. So why? Because he personally witnessed Mahaprabhu's leelas. And therefore, everything was in his heart. And he is the spiritual master, Lochandas Thakur. We hear that Lochandas Thakur, he was born to very pious parents. Father's name was Kamalakar and his mother's name was Sadanandi. So he was born to them and they were very devoted to Mahaprabhu. From his very childhood, he was only attached to Mahaprabhu. And then he would always receive the association of his spiritual master where? In Srikhand. And there he heard so much Harikatha from Hari Sarkar Thakur. In fact, even when he was supposed to get married, he was not even attached to his soon-to-be wife. He addressed her as mother once, and because of that, he didn't know she was his wife. And then he addressed her as mother for the rest of his life. And so this way, he always served under the guidance of his guru, and he heard so much Harikatha from him. From him and Damodar Pandit. They are the main sources for this Chaitanya Mangal. So this way, in Chaitanya Mangal is described all the leelas of Mahaprabhu. And what is the speciality of Chaitanya Mangal? In fact, in some places it is said, Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur himself used to distribute this book to his disciples. Because it is in Chalti Bhasha. Chalti Bhasha means the language that is spoken nowadays. Because sometimes the language that was previously spoken that was very darshanik. Means very philosophically profound. But Lochandas Thakur Chaitanya Mangal is like very simple, easy to understand. So you keeping in mind the general populace, he made everything very simple for everyone in this way. And this way he's mentioned all of Mahaprabhu's leelas. And we see also, how are we related to Lochandas Thakur? In the sense that we sing his kirtans every day almost. No, especially his kirtans on Nityananda Prabhu. With so much nishtha he sung about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. In some places it is said that he thought, oh, I haven't glorified Nityananda Prabhu as much as I should have. In the sense, Vrindavan Das Thakur has glorified him so much in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Kaviraj Goswami actually wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. He left home because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, because the younger brother did not have so much faith in him. And when he left home, Kaviraj Goswami, when he was sitting under a tree, he had fallen asleep. Then Nityananda Prabhu himself appeared to him in a dream and he said,
If you really want to please me, then go to Vrindavan and stay under the guidance of Raghunath Das Goswami and the others. So therefore, even Chaitanya Charitamrita is because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur is the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, the last disciple. So that was also by his mercy. So whatever you know about Mahaprabhu is only because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So therefore, Lochana Das Thakur, then he felt this void in his heart. So then he wrote so many kirtans describing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. How merciful he is. You know, like we always sing this, Akrodha Paramananda, Nityananda Rai, Abhamana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedai. And Nityananda Prabhu is Akrodha Paramananda. He never gets angry. We say that even Lakshman used to become angry, and then Baladev Prabhu also became angry, but Nityananda Prabhu never. Like in Bengali, there's this very famous saying, Nityananda Prabhu, what did he tell Madai? After Madai hit him with an earthen pot, like he said, oh, Narashiri Kulshir Kana, Tai Bale Prem Dabona, means, oh, now that you hit me with an earthen pot, will I not give you Prem? So therefore, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai, Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedai. Where many Abhiman, he is going everywhere, all over Navdeep. Adhama Patita Jiver Dare Dare Giya. Hari Nam Mahamantra Dichena Bilaya. Adham Patit Jiv Dare Dare Giya. He's going house to all the Adham Patit Jivas, fallen souls. Hari Nam Mahamantra Dichena Bilaya. He's giving everyone this Hari Nam. Then he's saying, no. Dante Trinandhari, Amare Kiniya Bolo, Laho Bolo Gaurahari. This way he's keeping a straw in his teeth and he's saying, oh, please purchase me just by saying Gaurahari's name. Don't say anything else. And then, Etabori Nityananda Bhume Gadi Jai, Sonar Parvata Jaino, Dulate Lotai. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu with a straw in his teeth, so he's saying, oh, say Gaurahari, he's stumbling on the ground, he's rolling in the dust. And Lachan Bole Jevonitai, there he's saying, Lachan Das Thakur saying, Lachan Bole Henavatar, Ratina Janmilo, Elore Papiar, Tribuvan Nahilo. Means, one does not have Rati for such an avatar, as merciful as Nityananda Prabhu, he is most sinful in all the three worlds. Again, one more Kirtaniya sang. Nitai Guna Mani Amar Nitai Guna Mani, Aniya Premera Vanya, Bashailo Avani. He's saying, oh, Nityananda Prabhu is a jewel of all virtues. Then he's brought this flood of Prem, and he's inundated everyone there. Prema Vanya Nitai, Alaya Alla Gauda Deshe, Dubilo Bhakta Gana, Dina Hina Bhashe. He's brought this Prem Manya, flood of Prem, to Gauda Desh, to everywhere. And then, Dubilo Bhakta Gana, Dina Hina Bhashe. All the Bhaktas are drowning in that ocean. But those who are most fallen, sinful, they're floating. Means, in the sense, they're not bathing in that Prem. Then, Naina Patita Pamara Nahi Bache Brahmara Durlaba Prem Savakara Yache. Means Dinahina Patita Pamara Nahi Bache. Without considering who is Din Heen Patit Pamar. Nothing. Brahmara Durlaba Prem Savakara Yache. He's giving that prem which is most rarely attained even by Brahma to everyone there. Once again, Trikram Maharaj was saying, oh, this prem, how is this prem so easily attained? How is this prem so easily given to everyone? It is not so possible. Then Gurudev said, oh, then what is the meaning of Brahmar Durlaba Prem Savakara Yache? That this prem that is most rarely attained by in Brahma was given to everyone. Then Abhadda Karuna Sindhu Kati Amuhan Kare Kare Pule Prem Ami Araban. Means this, even this prem that Mahaprabhu had bought, it was blocked. Even this Mahaprabhu's Premier Vanya was blocked. And what did Nityananda Prabhu? He broke open that dam of mercy. How is it blocked? It is blocked by Kal, by time. So Nityananda Prabhu appeared and he broke open that dam. Then Ghale Ghale Pule Prem Ami Araban. Took that prem everywhere. Like recently we just heard Uddharanda Thakur's glories. That Uddharanda Thakur, although he was from the Suvarna Vanik community, which is like in Bengalis, in one sense, they don't look upon with much respect. But Nityananda Prabhu went everywhere. He did not care about anyone. Delivered everyone, regardless. No, that's that Leela when Nityananda Prabhu, he had so many jewels. Uddharanda Thakur, he would decorate him with so many jewels. And some thieves wanted to steal the jewels away from him. They wanted to even injure him, harm him. But anyhow, Nityananda Prabhu forgave them and he gave them prem. Therefore, Enavatar, Jebana Bajilo, Ratina Hoilo, there again Lochandas Thakur saying that one who does not have Rati, who does not do bhajan as such an avatar, then elo argelo means I don't want to even see that face of that person anymore. He says written so many kirtans. This Parama Karuna, Paudi Jana, Nitai Gaurachandra, Sabai Avatar, Sarashiromani, Kevalananda Khanda, Bajo Bajo Bhai, Chaitanya Nitai, Sudhrida Vishwasakari. There he's saying, oh, with firm faith, worship Gaur and Nitai. Shaya Chariya, there he's saying, oh, whatever desires you have for Vishaya, leave it aside. And then he says, Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Just chant the names of Sri Hari. Pashupaki Jure, Pashana Vidare. Shunijar Gunagata. He's saying, oh, even the stones are melted in ecstasy, even the birds and animals speak of their glories. But still, my heart is like a stone. It is not melting. So this is how merciful Lochandas Thakur is. In such wonderful kirtans. Bajo Bajo Hari, Sudhrida Vishwasakari. And then this other one that we sing, this Vrajendra Nandan, Bajajai Jan. So many kirtans. In regard to Guru Vaishnavas. Even in this Vaishnav Kirtan also he sung a very nice song. This Egao Egao More Vaishnava Goshai Karunar Jalasinchavai. There's so many nice kirtans there. So in this way he has blessed us in this way by all these kirtans and especially by his elucidation, delineation on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. So therefore, without him, none of us would have known who Mahaprabhu is, who Nityananda Prabhu is, and who his eternal associates are. So therefore, praying at his lotus feet, we can only hope that a drop of those moods that he has given in his katha, in his kirtans, in his Chaitanya Mangal, that can manifest in our hearts. Like we see now, yesterday was also the appearance day of Bhakti Saurabh, Bhakti Sar Maharaj. And he has compiled this wonderful book, Stavakalpadroom, along with Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. And Raghav Pandit Prabhu and Purushottam Prabhu, all these god brothers of his. Such wonderful collections on Mahaprabhu's life there. All such wonderful names, stotras, ashtakams. So even if a little of that transcendental content touches our hearts, lives will become more successful. So only prayer at the Lotus Feet Lochandas Thakur should be that Parama Karuna of Nitai and Gaur can touch our hearts. Mancha kalpataru bhesya kripasindhu evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha.
Om Gyanti Miranda Syagyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurandalita Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyashtra Kripasindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Nandavat Pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnubhad, Shishmat Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, in observance of the appearance day of Sri Lochandas Thakur, then Vaishnav giving this opportunity to glorify this personality, we've just heard so many of his glories. We know that Srila Lochandas Thakur, he appeared on this tithi, that is more than 30 years after Mahaprabhu. But he's one of the personalities that giving entrance to everyone, to the future generations even, to enter into the leelas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may say he was not there, but because he has received this darshan of all these leelas by mercy of the actual devotees who were there, then he became empowered and giving empowerment to everyone else. And like right now, reading Chaitanya Mangal, we can also have entrance to these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that by mercy of Vaishnavas, then actually nothing can be known. But Vaishnavas are very merciful. They have even brought us to his place. He was always in the place of his Gurudev. Vaishnava brought us to Srikanda and shown us the place where he wrote this Chaitanya Mangal. This Chaitanya Mangal then later on was known as, it was not renamed. Vrindavan Das Thakur had also written Chaitanya Mangal, we've just heard, but the Vaishnavas here, mostly from the Vrindavan Vaishnavas, they honored Vrindavan Das writing being more like more voluminous and honoring him as Vyasadev of Mahaprabhu Lila, so they made it Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So this Chaitanya Mangal we just heard, it's written in like the common folks language, it's Bengali, and therefore very, very easily understood. They said there's a certain style of writing which is they call Panchali. It's like a, I don't know all the technicalities about this, but there's a certain like characteristic using rhythm and like rhymes, and so there's like five features to it. So I cannot explain what it is, but they said his writing is in this Panchali like style, and therefore like for us, especially Westerners, we have no access or we don't know much Bengali. But at that time, the common people, the Bengalis, then easily they can understand, they can memorize a song. And just by singing this, then immediately you'll be absorbed in Mahaprabhu Lila, like this. So all Mahaprabhu's like Lilas, which actually, as we've heard, was written or was revealed first by Murari Gupta and was taught to him by Damodar Pandit. So this thing Murari Gupta has written that was in Sanskrit, but he learned it by heart. And from that, then he manifested this Chaitanya Mangal. So here, it has been explained already that in Chaitanya Mangal, he is, of course, has glorified Mahaprabhu, but not enough, not much glorification on Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, later on, he has written extensive songs glorifying Lord Nityananda. Of course, not just Lord Nityananda, but of course, many of Lord Nityananda, but of course, not just Lord Nityananda. He has written on Krishna, on Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's associates, like this. Like this kirtan we always sing in Navadvip Parikrama, Kejavi, Kejavi Bhai, Baba Sindhu Par. Like who wants to cross over this material existence? Who wants to cross? Come, take the mercy of Mahaprabhu. This is very famous, everybody loves this song so much. This Elo Gora Rasa Nadi also. He's showing his humility. He's actually one by one glorifying the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Elo Gora Rasanadi Kadambini. He said this Kadambini meaning this rose of like rain cloud. But he said, Elo Gora Rasanadi. Elo means have come. What has come, this Gora Rasa Nadi, this river of Mahaprabhu Rasa, this Rasa of Mahaprabhu's river now has come in the form of this Kadambini, this rain cloud, and it is by his Prem Drishti, this like rain of Prem, now it's flooding all over this Bengal, this Goradesh. And then one by one he's telling, oh, like Lord Nityananda, he's the wind that's blowing the clouds. This Kadambini is of course pouring this rain, this rain of Prem, but some places it has to be made sure that some places will also attain this. So who's blowing that mercifully? So then those places not reached by this shower will also be reached. He said, oh, that's Lord Nityananda. And then there's Advaita Acharya, who's what did he describe about Lord Advaita Acharya? What's the word, Prabhuji, you know? Oh, yes, this like the thunderclap of that is like when there's like big rain cloud, then there's like big thunder making everyone like stoked. So that is like Advaita Acharya. Actually, in Madhurya Kadambini, it is said, because Madhurya Kadambini is actually describing how this Mercy Mahaprabhu is like showering to the jivas. He said, this Madhurya Kadambini, this Mercy Mahaprabhu, like rows of like very thick rain cloud. He said, even before it rains and even before it floods, so just by seeing that, already everyone will be happy because they know, like, if someone is in a desert and so thirsty, once they see, oh, rain cloud, there'll be rain soon, they'll be very happy, like that. So this, he said, like, this rain cloud making thunder, announcing very soon, rain's coming. Advaita Acharya, he's like that. He's the one actually calling Mahaprabhu to come to this world. And he said, oh, the Chosati Mahantas, and like our Goswamis, they are like the clouds and decorating the clouds. And Rupa and Sanatan, they are like the flashes of lightning on these clouds, like this. And so in this way, then this shower is like giving mercy to everyone. Everyone receiving prem. And he said, and at the end, he said, accept me. I'm not even. Oh no, there's Krishna Das Kaviraj. He's the Bandari. He's the like the storekeeper of this rasa. And why? Because we know he's the one who revealed this Chaitanya Charitamrita and like all the secrets of Mahaprabhu's tattva and Mahaprabhu's gift, like this. So he said, oh, he's the Bandari. And now this thing is distributed to everyone except me. I'm not even getting a drop. I'm so unfortunate, like this. That's his humility. But we know, by his mercy, then everyone taking his mercy, they also like singing these songs, his giving, then one enter into the mood of the actual devotees. What is that? Those followers of Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Saishuna Amanina Mahadya Kirtanya Sadahari, all the time chanting Harinam in this mood. Trinadapi Sunichena. We all know this. So today his appearance day. So along with his appearance, we appreciate that he has given so much these things that very helpful for us conditioned jivas to appreciate Mahaprabhu's gift, to take advantage, not just that, but to enter into Mahaprabhu Lila. He's showing us also glories of his Gurudev and of course the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Already has been mentioned, we cannot just glorify him, but to glorify him, we have to glorify his Gurudev. His Gurudev is Narhari Sarkar, we know, very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. So today we are remembering him, praying for his causeless mercy, that truly we become qualified to receive these gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service unto this family. Vancha kalpata rubyas chakripa sindhu eva cha patita naam papani vaishnava.
Kalpadruhasya kripa sindhu bhai vacha patidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namah vadanyaya krishna prema pradayati krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurutise namaha jai rupa sanatan भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछे गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जा होइते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्णुप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। संकीर्तनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि। नाउ इज टुडे लक्ष्मण दास ठाकुर अपेयर्स डे। वैष्णवास ग्लोरीज आर आई कैन ऑल आर कंटिन्यू रिमेम्बरिंग देयर फॉर गुरुवर्ग गिविंग ऑर्डर एंड इंस्ट्रक्शन। महाप्रभुज लीला एंड महाप्रभु लीला परिकर एंड फॉलोअर्स नियर इज डिजर्व मेनी नेक्टर्स एंड मेनी सुप्रीम ऑल सुप्रीम ऑल नेक्टर एंड ऑल एनर्जी स्पिरिचुअल ऑल एनर्जी। हरिनाम चेंटिंग फॉर गोइंग बट नो रिमेम्बरिंग दिस महाप्रभु नियर एंड डियरेस्ट या कृष्णस ऑल फॉलोअर्स देन इज कमिंग समथिंग बट दिस इज धर्म अर्थ काम एंड मोक्ष। भक्ति नॉट कमिंग प्रेमा भक्ति नेवर पॉसिबल। तो लोचन दास ठाकुर हीज लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग एंड देन हीज केम फर्स्ट नरेश्वर का ठाकुर नियर। तो नरेश्वर का ठाकुर नियर इज आस्किंग हाउ कैन आई एम रिसीव दिस प्रेमा भक्ति व्हाट टू हाउ प्लीज यू हेल्पिंग मी यू गिविंग मी। देन ही इज टेलिंग ओ दिस महाप्रभु टाइम महाप्रभु विदाउट एनी कंडीशन महाप्रभु गिविंग एवरीबडीज नितान प्रभु गिविंग अद्वित प्रभु गद्र पंडित एवरीबडीज गिविंग बट नाउ ओनली वन स्पेशल मर्सी दे आर लेफ्ट दे आर लीलाभूमि एनी आर नितान प्रभु डूइंग संकीर्तनम एंड एनी आर महाप्रभु लीलाभूमि यू गोइंग दे आर एंड क्राइंग प्रेइंग एंड बेगिंग दैट थिंग्स इज देयर प्रेजेंट ऑल एंड ही इज आस्किंग ऑल्सो नेक्स्ट हाउ कैन आई एम कंटिन्यू रिमेम्बरिंग दिस महाप्रुष ऑल ग्लोरीज एंड ऑल लीलाज एवरीथिंग। मायादेवी गिफ्ट इज प्रेजेंटेशन इज एवरीवेयर वेरी इजी कंटिन्यू लाइफ टू लाइफ ऑल आर विदाउट प्रैक्टिस ऑल आर हैबिचुअल नाउ नेचर मायादेवी इज ऑल ग्लोरीज मैनी अदर अदर मायादेवी पर्सनल persons they are giving many gift not possible forgetting. So now spirituality not too easy. He is asking again and again and after he is meeting with him Abhiram Thakur. That time Abhiram Thakur present Manniketan Ramdas many other acharyas near he is gone. Next he come back in Nareshwar Thakur near. Then Nareshwar Thakur telling Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha hobe mon kabe amo herobo Srivrindavan. When that day coming I am going distance to this all material this all friends and all relatives, everybody I am removed, everybody to detach, and I am continuing remembering future masters and following his footsteps. Then he is saying, you go, that place is Nityananda Prabhu, now also present and distributing Prema Bhakti. Then he is, all things not understand, then he is going, next all Vaishnavas near, Bhaktas near, offering pranam, serving them, hearing their Harikatha, chanting there. Again and again, he going Vaishnavas near, Bhaktas near. Then Abhinam Thakur, very happy. He see, ordinary things for people, again and again try, practicing, doing the austerity, but bhakti is for nobody doing austerity. One day going on Guru, yeah, Vaishnavas near, they are little angry, yeah, little hating, no giving very sweet, yeah, loveful, respectful request, any, no glorify, then think he is not Vaishnava, I am never going his near. I mean, look at him. He is only cheater. No Vaishnava. Vaishnava will be humble. Vaishnava will be sweet. But where am I? How am I? I am like everybody's love and affection, sweetness. But how I am now? My position? The Vaishnava is checking, not giving easily any things, giving them, they misusing and wasting, destroying. They don't know value. Cost is not understanding. Therefore, Vaishnava is first checking. Then Abhinam Thakur, he has power. He is going anywhere, looking anybody doing drama and notonki. He going, and there Abhinam Thakur offering pranam, and his head is floating, body is one side, head is another side. Mani is, notonki is, everything destroyed. He, anybody worshipping Saligram, telling this is God, or stone pieces, he say, okay, I am checking. Offering pranam, then dust. Real Saligram, not too available everywhere. Stone is everywhere. This similar, many people wearing saffron, yeah, shaving head, yeah, white cloth, Babaji, Mataji, many things, but they are doing drama. Only for maintenance, for own enjoy. For Abhinam Thakur, very hard. He is going and destroy everybody's. He is very hard. His near is this Lochan Das Thakur came. Tell me, Lochan Das Thakur for, oh, you came one time, two time, 10 time, my near. Now I am understanding you have some greed. Yeah, something for you, wait. Okay, now you come with me, this Srikhanda, nearby Srikhanda, Bada Danga. 1 month Gopinath is going there, 1 month Gopinath staying, spring season, Basanta Ritu. That time 1 month Madhu Madhav mass, this Basanti Rasa's time. Nityananda Prabhu before is there is 1 month continue doing kirtan. No day and night, non-stop, not eating, not sleeping, not drinking, nothing. Also, Srikhanda Nityananda Prabhu's kirtan place. So you go there. I am also going. I am praying Nityananda Prabhu's near. Then he is came. He is continuing there doing kirtan. And this place is doing parikrama. Night time resting is this places. And continue praying. Abhinam Thakur look at his austerity and say, okay. Then he is calling Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan Thakur also came and meeting with Abhinam Thakur, the both are dancing. All I know how is Abhinam Thakur meeting with this Raghunandan Thakur. And after there, Lochan Das Thakur staying, some time after, his causes his mercy, his heart, his mind, everything, offering Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. All Mahaprabhu's lila, one by one, appears. All lila. Then he is, where to starting? is Naradishi is near praying, then Naradishi more helpful for him. All goddess spirits helping. This is our sadhana. Not one time, 10 times, 100 times going this bhaktas near, Vaishnavas near, asking, requesting. They are sometimes neglecting, hating. Like one time, Pujpati became Maharaj near. Some Maharaj disciples came and asking, please you glorify my Gurudev, writing something for my Guru Maharaj. He said, your Guru? Who is your Guru? Your Guru not Vaishnava. He is not his Acharya. Get out from here. Very angry. And telling too much bad about him. Then they are very disturbed and crying too much, suffering and came in here. I say, you have no Vaishnava etiquette? Anytime going any Vaishnava is near, tadvidhi pranipatena paripyasana sevaya. Upadekshanti teganam garena tattadoshina. Any tattadoshi is near going, then you have no service tendency, no service mood, no respect, no love for. Then he is in your fulfilling desire, he is servant, yes, slave. As you choose, you asking, they giving answer. Why giving answer? Who are you? You pass serving Vaishnavas, bhaktas, devotees, they are pleased and they look at you, check you are qualified, you are unqualified. Then they giving something. Where? Challenge mood? Why not giving? Why not telling? You are Vaishnava? So Vaishnava is not your this maid servant. Then what can I do? I say you take some fruits, some flowers, and going, sitting in back and behind, and offering pranam, and automatic Vaishnava is asking you anything. Long time wait you. Then waiting, then all are gone. Then Maharaj asking, where from come? How come? How can I help you? Offering pranam, giving flower garland, giving some fruits and sweets, some dakshina. But this is also business purpose. Something purpose, but not real faith, real love, no. Real love the other things. But anyhow gone, then respecting, then say, please you writing about my Guru Maharaj for one page, I am right. Now I am this, my Guru Maharaj biography, I'm writing, printing, you helping me. Say yes. Who is your Guru? So this Guru. Oh, yes. Then he's writing, giving. But few days before he's gone and there is big crash and big fire. But where gone fire now? After some time going, more near and close to come. So Vaishnava is near, I am going, Vaishnava is looking, one firehouse. Then they like to, this one cooling. But how can cooling? So Abhiram Thakur all time is very angry, very fire. But Lochan Das Thakur near, he is very sweet. He is near, lotus feet near is staying. And writing, everything showing him, I am writing, this is proper and right, good. Everything checking. Then Abhiram Thakur near front of, complete, he is writing this Chaitanya Mangal. And giving a name also, Chaitanya Mangal. And after he is starting Nityananda Prabhu's, this glory is how? Poetry, songs. Many songs. Before he prose these books, but this prose, no, this is also like poetry. After his writing Mahaprabhu's glories, Krishna's glories, Radharani's glories, Mahaprabhu Parikar glories, how can I enter in this spiritual family? He all processes writing and reserving. So he is telling Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vijnana Bujhaya. Any fallen soul, understanding Vaishnava, qualified people understanding, impossible. What they are doing, this is not too easy thing understanding. So this, Lochan Das Thakur, sometimes disturbed and angry. What is she? এত পরিহারে যে নিত্যানন্দ নিন্দা করে তবে লাথি মারো তার শিরের উপরে হ্যাঁ ইস থিঙ্কিং আইম এনিবডি ইনসাল্টিং নিত্যানন্দ আই এম কিকিং হিম আই এম গিভিং হিজ মাউথ ইন সাইড ইজ ফায়ার সামটাইম সেই আই এম হিজ ফেস ইজ পেন্টিং উইথ ইজ ব্ল্যাক অয়েন্টমেন্ট হ্যাঁ চুনকালি তার মুখে সাম হোয়াইট ড্রপ অ্যান্ড আফটার গিভিং দিস ব্ল্যাক অয়েন্টমেন্ট হি ইজ টু মাচ হ্যাঁ দিস ক্লোজ টু লাইক ইজ Suit to Nityananda Prabhu near, and Nityananda Prabhu is near. Why is he telling like, oh, you are like Pasundi, hard, very cruel, Catholic, but therefore you are not remembering Nityananda Prabhu. You one time telling Nitya Nityananda, then you getting Nityananda, no Jalananda, no Mokshananda, no Brahmananda. At this eternal Nityananda, the happiness never unlimited. নিত্য আনন্দ হু গিভিং সন্ধিনী শক্তি সৎশক্তি সৎস্বরূপ দিস নিত্যানন্দ স্বরূপ দ্যাপর ইজ রাইটিং দিস অক্রোধ পরমানন্দ নিত্যানন্দ রায় অভিমান শূন্য নিতাই নগরের রায় হ্যাঁ হিজ দিস নিত্যানন্দ হাউ ইজ সুইট ফর এভরিবডি হোয়াই নট কামিং হিজ নিয়ার ইউ আর ভেরি প্রাউড ইউ হ্যাভ ব্যাড ফলস ইগো টু মাচ হিজ দেন ইজ হ্যাঁ After this Chaitanya Mangal, complete, like Lavkush, going village to village, house to house, Valmiki teaching Ramayana, they going everywhere and preaching. So this Rajendra Thakur, all village, any Muslim, Hindu, Isai, Christian, everywhere going, and he is sitting, and starting this Kirtan. He alone, but starting Midanga Kartal with this, starting complete, first to end, doing Kirtan, Then looking, first coming one, two people, after 1,000 people, after more, all village. After he's going this village to next village, oh, these villagers following his footstep. Big crowd, his lifetime, last of day also, every day Mahasankirtanam festival. Like Mahaprabhu's mercies, he's collecting and he's flowing and distributing everywhere. But this Kirtan for anybody has no taste, no power. So he's saying, first you offering pranam, this Nityananda Prabhu is near, Nityananda Prabhu mercy. Why? Mahaprabhu give order direct Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur for. Before Nityananda Prabhu present, Mahaprabhu before he came, he's moving, going tour and travels for all over India. But that time not telling anybody, you're chanting Harinam. No talking also. Neutral. Was only Vidyapati, Madhavendra Puripad, somebody this Rangapuri, or this some very real devotees with this meeting and talking, otherwise no. But Mahaprabhu by order, then Nityananda Prabhu for and Haridas Thakur for, then they are distributing this every this Mahabhav Swarup, this Brajaparim Brajabhakti, Nam Prem. Harinam for this taste and greed and also Nam and Nam Brahma. One is Sabda Samanya and Sabda Brahma. One is like is Gauna and Mukha, primary and secondary. The secondary Nam, anybody Mayavadi, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, businessman, they are chanting. But primary, this name for no taste. No desire. Sometimes after, okay, I am chanting lot of, I am doing austerity lot of, nothing happened. Why? He is independent. Who giving him anything? This Nam for no faith, only practicing and doing business. So Lachandra Thakur, all Mahaprabhu lastly, not only everywhere going, Khetamandal, Goldmandal, Brajamandal, everywhere this, Nam Prem, And Mahaprabhu's Leela, he's saying, Naam Roop Gun Leela. Harinam for faith not too easy. But deep faith coming when this Leela Parikarani are to. Anybody engaged within this Krishna Leela, Braja Leela, yeah, Braja Bhakti for. Then their mercy then is possible. So his last time this Chaitanya Mangal complete, then he is thinking, asking Nareshwar Thakur, his Gurudev, Gurudev, you hearing, all Parikar hearing, but Mahaprabhu hearing, you know. My, I am writing anything, this is correct, perfect, yeah, wrong, yeah, Mahaprabhu, please, you know. Then say, Nityananda Prabhu, near asking, then Nityananda Prabhu giving you answer. Then he is, long time, he is bank of this Ganga, Katwa, Kontak Nagari. There is Jogai Madhai places, Samadhi places. They are doing, there is bhajan and Madhai Tala. He is going there, Dayalusanda Das Thakur. And he is saying, oh, Jogai Madhai for Mahaprabhu's causes mercy. Without any condition, he is giving much prem. So now, please, you are asking Mahaprabhu's near. Then he is continuing, there is reading this Chaitanya Mangal. And after, he is, Jogai Madhai is near is praying. Then they are hearing all, they are also very happy. And then looking, all Mahaprabhu Parikar, there is hearing Madhai Tala and dancing. After, now soon coming, he disappears there also. But after his, this Lila, after Lila Shakti's mercy, then he disappears. So today is this, Lajanda Thakur appears the, his, this kirtan, everywhere is very biggest power, attraction. This Chaitanya Golimath, Bhakti Vallapitta Maharaj, here this kirtan is starting 1 hour, 2 hour, only this one is repeating and keep dancing and singing. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Raya. How is Nityananda Prabhu? Then explaining. And he is singing one song, this Kothai Gopremamai Radhe Radhe. This is evening time. Morning time, Nagar Parikrama, Prabhat Ferry, everywhere this Akrodha Paramananda. So this Vaishnavas, this causes mercy, this Chaitanya Mangal, like Tulsidas Ramayan, he said people is continue reading day and night. So this one also Parayan. Seeing in life, one time reading is Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangal nasi sarva mangal. All unauspicious things, anartha, how going, where going, they run away. There has no room for these places. I am staying more long time. Say, not possible. But not reading, not hearing, and no understanding, then what? Very easy language which is writing. Very simple. So now, this Prabhupada Sri Thakur time, this Bhaktun Thakur giving order, the Chaitanya Mangal, first is translating and printing and distributing. After Chaitanya Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Chaitanya Charitamrita has purport, Bhaktun Thakur and Prabhupada. And Chaitanya Bhagavat has also purport. But Chaitanya Mangal for no need any purport. No need any explanation. Babies are also reading, they understand it. Very simple language. Also, there is many, like mellow, subtle, very sweet. No need explanation. Very easy. All understanding. He is saying Chaitanya Mangal, Rajendra Thakur, I am reading this Chaitanya Mangal, then crow, eagle, bird, animal, they are also drinking this nectar, and they also getting his Mahaprabhu Bhakti, Prama Bhakti. No need, they getting, changing birth, next birth, no, this birth. Why? They are also understanding my language. Like this, very easy. Toto, now praying is near, all are not possible, austerity. Also, no, all are patience. No patience. All sentimental, already mental, not sentimental, mental. Going and praying and crying, one time no, next going, never going. Like our Acharya Ratna. He is near, one time going, He's angry and then shouting, then nobody going his near. But next going, then he giving you 10,000 rupees. Sometimes even 20,000 rupees, sometimes even 1 lakh rupees. But he's giving everything, everybody. Yeah, he's very simple. But you're going and he's shouting and then shouting meaning you're removing your own artha. Thunderbolt like, you know? Very strong, very hard. He's speaking. Then, but this is causes mercy, Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas with is never will be angry. Going everybody is near offering pranam, requesting again and again going. Today, tomorrow, one day they will be happy with me, pleased with me. Definitely giving me. No need mundane anything. Need is Prama Bhakti. Now, tomorrow next hearing, go Pramanande Hari Hari.